Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the intricate tapestry of faith, the Word of God stands as the timeless and unwavering foundation for every believer. Beyond the mere pages of Scripture, God's Word serves as a profound guide, a source of strength and a wellspring of wisdom. The transformative power embedded within the Word of God transcends the boundaries of time and culture, offering profound insights and eternal truths. As a Christian, delving into the Word is not merely an intellectual pursuit, but a journey of the heart and soul, and a pathway to a deeper connection with God. In today's message, titled, Let the Word of God Benefit You, Evangelist Paul Acqua embarks on an insightful exploration of how applying God's Word can benefit you, and seeing it as just not a religious practice, but a profound transformational experience that can shape your character, inform your choices, and enrich your spiritual journey.
The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians church, said this, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You see, it's by grace that we hear the word of God. You know, any time you hear the word of God, it's a privilege. So it's a grace of God that we hear the word of God. And we must let it yield the desired outcome in our lives to benefit us and the people around us. Anytime you hear the word of God, it's coming to profit you. And so we have to allow it to come out with the desired outcome. So if it profits us, it's going to also benefit the people around us. It's not only for us, the word of God, it's for us and also to enrich the people around us. We are the light of the world. So if we allow our lights to shine, then obviously it's going to benefit people and bring glory to God. So allow the word of God to have effect on you. The word of God is very powerful, but for it to profit you, you have to mix it with faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 that, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word of God which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." So the Bible is saying that it's the same word that's being preached to many people, but some are benefiting and others are not. Why? Because those that are not benefiting are the ones who don't mix the word with faith. The word itself is so powerful, but if you don't mix it with faith, it's not going to profit you. It's not going to benefit you, let alone benefit the people around you. So God has already provided every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's what the Bible says. And our faith reaches out to God and receives the benefits. In Christ, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. These things are all in us, in our spiritual selves. And so these things are now spiritual realities. Our spiritual selves are already complete. But as we believe and act in faith, these spiritual blessings become physical realities in our lives. So we can see it. Everything that appearing physically is already coming from the spiritual realm, my friend. So faith in God's word has to be released to receive what God has provided through Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're talking about allowing the word of God to benefit you, letting the word of God profit you. And how do you do that? You mix what you hear with faith. It's God's desire for everyone to be saved, but many people are on their way to destruction. Why? Because they don't let the word of God profit them when they hear it. They don't mix it with faith. If you don't mix what you hear with faith, it's not going to benefit you. We are saved by grace through faith. That's what the Bible says. The basis of our salvation is grace. That is God's undeserved, unmerited favor toward us. And it's expressed in providing redemption through Christ Jesus. But then through faith, we accept God's free gift of salvation that was provided by grace. It's already been provided by grace. Everything, including salvation, been provided by grace. But we need to reach out in faith and then receive them. Therefore, the means of God saving us or providing for us is by grace through faith. Faith towards God and what he has done through Christ Jesus is the only means of receiving his free gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Before you can derive all these benefits, first you might be saved. And once you are saved, you have to continue in your faith and continue to reach out to receive what God has already provided. For example, God's grace that brings salvation has been offered to all people. That's what the Bible says. But not all people are saved. This is not because it isn't God's will for them to be saved, or because there is lack of God's grace. It's because not all people put faith in God's word, which we hear by grace. God's word might be mixed with faith to release its power. So are you letting God's word benefit you by mixing it with faith? Are you letting God's word profit you? So God's grace is consistent towards everyone, but not everyone will reap the benefits of God's grace, the benefits of God's word, because not everyone will mix what they hear with faith. Not everyone. But I pray that from today, every word of God you hear, you will mix it with faith, so it will benefit you. God's grace is the same towards everyone. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Therefore, all men, everybody, all humanity, mankind, have had salvation provided for them and extended towards them by God's grace. But not all are saved. Why? Because not all people have mixed faith with what God has done for them by grace." So putting faith in what God has already provided by grace is the key to victorious Christian living, is the key to live successful life in God's eyes. You see, there are many situations or circumstances or occasions that our attitudes to the word of God have made it without effect in our lives. For example, the story of Jesus' birth didn't profit King Herod and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why? Because they did not mix what they heard with faith. They didn't want him to be their king. Instead of submitting to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they felt threatened that a new king has been born. They didn't want him to be the Lord of their lives. So the Bible says in Matthew chapter 2 that, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" These gentle, wise men believed in the word they heard and wanted to honor Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him." Can you believe that? Hearing good news, he was troubled. So my friend, this is incredible. The wise men, though outsiders to the Jewish faith, recognized the divine significance of Jesus' birth. Their journey from the east to honor the newborn king reflects how they valued the news about the Savior's birth. It really shows. Listen to what they said. Say, we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. In fact, word was spreading around that a king has been born. The spreading of the news combined with direct knowledge from the scripture should have caused all Israel to look for this newborn king, to look for this Messiah, the Savior. Yet no kings, no priests or scribes or religious leaders in Israel acknowledged him. None of them bothered to seek him, much less worship him. The Jewish leadership seemed totally disinterested. They didn't want to know. Are you mixing faith with God's word? The common people might have welcomed a Messiah, but those with position and power would have considered him a threat. Messiah meant revolution, disturbing the existing state of affairs, disturbing the current state of social structure or values, or endangering their profitable arrangement. Therefore, they didn't want to know. And that's happening today. Many people don't want God to be rulers of their lives, to be Lord of their lives. They don't want God to interfere in their affairs. But God is a good God. No wonder the Bible tells us that when Herod heard of the wise men's search for another Jewish king, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. Despite Herod and all Jerusalem having nothing to do with Jesus, God had already set a process in motion to honor his only begotten son. His star had appeared to the wise men traveling from the east to worship Jesus with precious gifts and to acknowledge him as king. There are people hearing me who've got nothing to do with the Lord. They don't want to know, but there will be people who will also appreciate the message and mix with faith so that they can profit from it. You see, in telling us this story, the Bible illustrated a pattern that would repeat throughout the life and ministry of Jesus. We read over the pages of the Gospels how people rejected him, but others also received him and benefited from his coming. Bible says he came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to be the children of God. He was without honor in his own country. That's what the Bible says. He was the stone that the builders rejected. He was ultimately spurned and killed by his own people. All of this fulfilled the prophetic scriptures about the Messiah. But my friend, anyone who would put faith in the word of God is going to really benefit them. So you have a choice. The Gentile wise men from the east discovered the Jewish king by following a star, but scholars in Israel failed to discern their king while possessing the scripture. They had the scripture. Herod let them look into the scriptures, and it was written that a Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, but they still rejected the news. The wise men came to worship the Messiah, but Jerusalem royalty sought to kill him. The contrast was so sharp, startling, and prophetic. Let me ask you a question. Have you mixed God's word with faith for it to benefit you? You need to answer that yourself. Maybe in certain areas, you have mixed God's word with faith. But certain other areas, you don't want to know. But God is graceful. His grace is for us. But then if you would turn from what we've done wrong, he is always ready to forgive us. God is not angry with you and me. We can always receive his word with faith and mix it with faith, and I'm telling you, it's going to benefit us. It's going to profit us and even the people around us as well. You see, the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing, but it has always been God's intention for everyone to hear the gospel. That's why at the end of the book of Matthew, our King and Lord Jesus Christ gave us a command, which is popularly known as the Great Commission. He said we should go into all nations and make disciples. Then the last book of the Bible reveals if we do this, this is what will happen. After this, I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." That's recorded in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 10. If you and I would make disciples of all nations, this is the result that will come up. Bible says Jesus Christ is the Lord of all nations. God has provided the way to save all who believe. And one day, I tell you, one day, people from every tribe, every nation, every tongue will gather as one family to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. So my question to you is, my friend, the word of God is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we preach right now. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So we all have to mix every word of God with faith for it to benefit us. Let the word of God profit you. If you are saved, continue in your faith. Continue in the faith that God gave to you even at salvation and grow it. And if you are not saved, this is the time to receive him. This is the time that you should mix what you have heard with faith, and salvation will be yours right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com. for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.